Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
And I'm honestly surprised that Tori is here at work today.
Yeah?
I truly thought that she would be on a mission right now, somewhere in South Carolina, hunting for the escaped monkeys.
Yeah.
43 monkeys escaped a South Carolina research facility, and the police are already feeding us a bunch of lies to try to keep us from coming and getting those things as pets.
I already looked into it. They're in Beaufort. I got people there. They're on it.
Yeah. It sounds like a book. 43 monkeys escape out of a
lab.
Yeah, lab.
But there was the movie 12 monkeys. So,
well, there's the 10 monkeys jumping on a bed, too. I know that one well. I'm waiting for the movie.
Authorities in South Carolina on Thursday warned residents to lock their doors and windows after more than 40 monkeys escaped from a research facility. And so far, there's no evidence that they have captured any of them yet.
It's the start of the Planet of the Apes. I've seen that movie. That's what happens. Oh. They break out of the lab, and all of a sudden, they're taking over the world.
Now, they broke loose from an Alpha Genesis facility in Beaufort County, and traps have been set up, and thermal imaging cameras are being used in an effort to capture the monkeys. And I'm going to take a stab at this. The Yamasee Police Department.
Yamasee.
Okay. Go. Never, ever heard of it until today. They have posted to social media and said that some of them have been spotted in a wooded region near the facility, but they've urged residents to steer clear of them.
Now, what's funny is in Beaufort County, there is a monkey island that is full of monkeys.
Yep.
So I'm wondering if these monkeys, or not these, but monkeys from this lab have escaped before.
And if you found them, why not take them there and drop them off?
Those monkeys will rip your face off.
I'm not saying to hang out with them. I'm saying take these nice monkeys that are from the research lab and take them to Monkey Island and let them join with their friends.
Honestly, I mean, any person out there, normal civilian, trying to, how do you capture a monkey? It's one thing to get a dog.
And you hold a banana out.
Okay, I don't think that will work. But you got like a dog, and you're like, come here, and you pet it and you capture it or whatever. Like, a monkey's kind of like, I don't know, a bug or something when you're trying to get rid of it, and you get it, and all of a sudden that bug moves, and you're like, I mean, you try to pick up a monkey. Same thing with a mouse in your house. Like, have you ever tried that?
Not going
to
pick it up.
Yeah.
Okay. You're trying to capture a mouse like in a cup or in like a Tupperware bowl to get it out of your house. You do that with a monkey, too. It starts to wiggle, and you know you're going to be scared.
These are very young monkeys. They're females. They weigh between 6 and 7 pounds, which is tiny. That's smaller than your dog.
Oh, it's like cute. It's like getting a raccoon or a possum out of your house.
No, it's not. Raccoons are clawed and then dangerous.
So are the monkeys. They got claws and stuff.
No, they are 6 to 7 pounds. Do you understand? How much does Otis weigh?
About 13.
So they're half the size of your dog.
But still, you ever picked up a live raccoon or anything?
This ain't a raccoon. It's a monkey.
I don't care. It's the same. It's a wild animal.
No, it's not. It's been in a lab its whole life. It's been around people its whole life.
So you're telling me it's small enough to fit in my purse?
Yes.
That's what I just heard.
Yeah. It's like, it's what do they call the dogs that are purse dogs? It's a purse monkey.
Yeah. And you catch it the same way you catch a cat. You sit. And then you like, you know, you ruffle your fingers together so they think there's a treat.
You don't pee on it. That's a horrible thing to do.
Don't okay. What?
I think all of the stuff they're saying is trying to keep us from finding these cute little critters, because it says residents are strongly advised to keep doors and windows secured to prevent these animals from entering your homes. Call 911 and do not approach them.
I think they're saying that because they're in a lab and there's no telling what they're filling these monkeys up with, some disease that they can spread. Welcome to a new pandemic.
That was one of them named Caesar.
I don't know.
That's from the Planet of the Apes. So that's
there.
Like,
sorry.
There's no monkey flu that I'm aware of.
Yeah. There's bird flu and swine flu. No monkey flu yet.
Now, they said it was a group of 50 monkeys, and 7 of them stayed behind, but 43 of them bolted for the door whenever the caretaker failed to shut the door at the enclosure.
They must have watched The Shawshank Redemption.
I just realized I'd be patient zero, because I didn't think about what they're researching on these monkeys, what they injected them with, and I'm over there trying to catch it.
Yeah, and where's PETA at? And PETA gets mad about the littlest thing with animals, and now you got a lab with all these monkeys, and they're okay with that?
You're probably right, thinking about capturing one. All you got to do is, like, put a, I guess, some kind of bucket over one, and then call somebody, and like, I got a monkey under a bucket right here. Can someone come get it?
You think a monkey's going to stay in a bucket?
No, you put it over the top of it.
And then sit on it.
And then sit on it.
No wonder they're encouraging people not to mess with them. People aren't smarter than the monkeys to capture them.
You know it all. Have you ever been under a bucket? Like, you could probably break out of one, but not a monkey that weighs 7 pounds.
How big a bucket do you got?
It's a big old pickle bucket or something.
I'm pretty sure it could like lift it up over its head and climb out.
Why don't y'all go ahead and drive to Beaufort and let us know?
Well, we got to get a ride with Tori.
We couldn't even get there. We'd be fighting on the way there on how to capture a monkey.
I'd feel like a mom in the front seat. Would you two knock it off back there?
So while we're doing facts again, they said that they're assuring the community there is no health risk associated with these animals. They were too young to have started with the treatments yet. So they start with them when they get bigger than 6 or 7 pounds. These had been bred, but they had not grown to the size that they start doing the studies.
So these poor monkeys have probably never seen the outside. They don't know what freedom looks like. And then we're just supposed to hand them back over?
Exactly,
no, they're supposed to be mine.
Well, the reason...
I mean, free.
The reason why they broke out, there was that one named Curious George.
You take advice from him on how to catch the monkey.
Wonder what this door does.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, they oversee a colony of 3,500 of the monkeys, which most of them are old enough now to be tested on. These were a new pack of being bred monkeys that were not old enough yet.
A breaded monkey. That's a new delicacy.
You know what? I sit here and laugh at that. But the truth is, when I was younger and you'd see those packages not tested on animals for makeup, I'd be like, well, what's it hurt to put lipstick on a dog?
Yeah.
Like, I had no clue that testing was like this. I just thought they were giving them a little blush.
All right. Now, here's another thing that it contradicts everything they say about avoiding the animals. This says rhesus monkeys are bold, extremely curious and adventurous monkeys, and the species is highly adaptable to coexisting alongside humans.
Sounds like a perfect pet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And this facility is registered with the CDC as a non-human primate importer. Are there human primate importers? Because that's disturbing. They said that the risk to the public is low, but people should not approach or come in contact with the monkeys.
Now, have you ever been around a monkey? Because I have. My buddy, who is actually my brother's best friend, owned a chimpanzee. I told you about him, named Billy, when he was a kid. And he would have to wrestle Billy because Billy was a mean chimpanzee. He's a mean monkey. He'd swing in the barn and knock you over and do all kinds of stuff.
The Post and Courier newspaper reports that these are not mean monkeys. They're rhesus. They're not whatever chimpanzees.
Oh, rhesus pieces.
So anyway, Tori, I'm on your team. I think that we should take these monkeys and put them Monkey Island and let them go live their happy lives out. They are, you know, we do that with cows. Every once in a while, some cow breaks free when it's headed to the meat farm. And they're going to you know, basically chop it up and serve it to us. And when they escape on their own, they're like, you know what? This cow earned his escape. He's free. It's almost like Hunger Games.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if you get out, you get to go free. But with the monkeys, they're not doing that. I think they should give these monkeys a chance to go free.
I agree.
Live on Monkey Island.
More free just to my house. They don't even have to go free. They can go like free-ish. They'll have a home and food and cute Christmas sweaters.
Would you take a monkey to a dog park?
I don't see why not, but I mean, you wouldn't turn it loose.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
B93.7, good morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show. We got some birthday shout-outs and then a phone call about the escaping monkeys. And Kata says we got someone with some interesting information here. So first of all, happy birthday to Rosie Doyle, Thomas Redding, Brian Jones, Linda Owensby, Renee Rhodes, Amber Dawes, Charity Burgess, Rick Garnett, Judy Clardy, Alan White, and Franny Annie.
Franny Annie. Yes.
Now, and a one that just came in on text, Paige from Lawrence. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Paige Henson. Yep.
Okay. And then now we want to talk about these monkeys. I mentioned how 43 monkeys escaped from a research facility in Buford. And Tori and I are thinking of getting together and going and trying to rescue these escaped monkeys before they get put back into the research facility. We're getting some phone calls and some texts about this at 800-386-0937. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to just let you know something.
All right.
Tori was talking about taking the baby monkeys over to Monkey Island?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Probably need to Google who is connected to Monkey Island and AG Research.
Oh no.
Go ahead and Google. I'm not even going to say it on the air.
It's Dr. Evil, isn't it? He's making it monkeys with lasers on their heads.
Is this going to make me cry?
It's Dr. Fauci.
No.
Just Google it.
I thought Monkey Island's where they escaped to.
Nope. Just Google Monkey Island and Dr. Fauci.
All right, Tori. Change of plans.
You know, he looks like a monkey.
We're going to your backyard again.
If they're not, if they have no diseases, I'm on my way with you guys.
So. Okay. Yay, road trip.
Send us. We're going to go.
Bye. Have a good morning.
Love you.
You too. Oh,
it's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, your man around the house can do many, many things. And you have a knack for knowing how to work on things. I think, Tom, you're great at that in some areas.
Sometimes, yeah.
But like computers, Tom is my computer friend. I bet you keep all the computers at your house running fine.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Your cars. I mean, a lot of guys know a lot about the cars.
Yeah, I'm having trouble fitting underneath them anymore.
But a quarter... suck it in. Suck that belly in.
My Corvette sits pretty low. Even on a jack, sometimes I'm scraping up under there.
But a quarter of American men just can't figure this one out. What do you think it is around the house? It's
a
mechanical.
Woman.
Okay. No, it's mechanical.
I'm going to say washing the dishes.
Oh, you are so on top of it. You dishwasher.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like guys can't figure out how to fix the dishwasher and even how to load the dishwasher.
Oh, I tried to fix ours. Ours is broken right now.
Yeah.
And Bosch is coming out today to work on it, but it starts up and then it starts beeping and it quits. So I did what I thought was going to be brilliant. I told my wife, I'm like, watch this. Mm-hmm. I press and held the reset button. And sure enough, everything resets. It sets back to the right time. I'm like, look at that. So she's like, you're the man. So she starts it. It started running. I'm like, look at that.
Look
and then
you.
It went beep, beep, beep. And it stopped.
See, that's what John looks at it as Jenga. So for him, it's a challenge. So he's like, I'm going to get all this stuff fit in there. Well, I'm like, you're doing great, sweetie.
Okay, well, that's different. Ours ain't working.
Well, yeah.
Now,
well,
when it comes to loading them, I am lost at that.
I am too.
First of all, I don't even know if they're clean or not.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to put dirty dishes in with the clean ones. So I'm like, honey, it's just better if you do this.
And then if I load it, you put the Tupperware in the wrong place, and you hear that wappa, 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 mm-hmm. and you have to turn the dishwasher off because you're like, something's broken there.
Or you put the cheap plasticware, you open it up and it's just all melted.
Yeah.
It looks so sad. Yeah. All slumped over.
It's the lid just...
But guys can't work on the dishwasher. They cannot load the dishwasher.
Which I think is stupid.
I mean, you know what? There's a lot of do-it-yourself videos out there now. Because I changed a garbage disposal and I was so proud of myself when I did that.
Except you didn't do it right.
Okay.
You forgot to put the drain back on.
Okay, but that only took a minute.
Yeah, after you flooded your sink.
No, okay.
Anything I've tried to work on in my house, I've made it worse.
Okay, yes, but when you...
I think that's stupid.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Because he said I was stupid for not loading the dishwasher.
If a guy cannot load a dishwasher, you're an idiot. You're using that excuse to get out of helping your wife or girlfriend or whoever.
It's coming from
dishes.
A guy who didn't know the light switch by his dishwasher was what turned it off.
I had never seen that before.
Yeah.
Who has a light switch on the wall that turns on your dishwasher?
You.
That was just one place I lived in. It was I rented, and yes, it was, and I paid $50 for the guy to come out and flip it on for me.
Well, dishwashers give us fellas trouble. Here's the top things that give your man a difficulty around the house, they say. Pool care, like if you own a pool, like making sure that the pool has all the chemicals and the right balance in there, that's a trouble that the guys have.
Yeah, ever had chemical burn?
I have not.
From the wrong chemicals being put in.
We had a pool once, and I just knew you had to get those little bubbles full of a liquid and get them the right color.
Mm.
Like it had to be the right color of pink or yellow or
pH
something.
pH balance.
They
mm-hmm.
also said garbage removal and recycling. They get that all confused, and I'm like, that's pretty easy.
I don't get confused. I just don't want to do it. I'm like, let me just load it all in the green thing and take it out by the road.
I just forget the day sometimes, and then I hear the garbage truck real early in the morning, right after I've taken my shower, and I go scare the guys in a towel and say, here's my garbage. I'm so sorry.
I look out and hear my neighbor taking his to the curb the night before, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's trash day.
grocery shopping is where the guys are having problems, too. You send them to the store, and they get the wrong thing, or... they might get too many of the thing.
I've sent John with actual pictures. I've texted him pictures of the exact brand of exactly what I need. And he will call and he'll say, now, which one was it? I'm like, John, you've got it in your phone.
Well, I know, but still sometimes, and it's hard to spot the spice. If you want to get real technical, like I need this certain spice, like cumin or whatever it's called. And you're like, I don't know where that is. Or
It's in the spice section.
It is, but have you ever gone in there and tried to find it?
A lot of times they're alphabetical. Most of the time.
They would label those aisles.
Okay. Are those little cubes that, like the...
Bouillon.
Yes, it looks like caramel candy.
You don't eat it.
No, I know.
I don't know anybody buys them,
I love those. I actually sometimes just eat them plain.
But you bring home the BOGOs, and you're like, well, you got 57 boxes right here, but it was BOGO. We can't fit that in the pantry. Or the, the cabinets. Cooking meals, another problem area for the guys. They also say daycare and school pickup. I see a lot of confused fellas, including me. Well, especially first part of school when they redesign all the car lines and you're like...
I'm with you on that one.
I need a GPS, if you don't mind.
Oh, we're all confused. You just figure it out. Some of this is a little bit of weaponizing.
No, that... A little bit. They make the school pickup as complicated as possible.
But that's what I'm saying. We're all confused. I've had to pick up my nieces before and I'm like, totally lost. But
here's
you figure
the difference.
It out.
Women are used to that. Men aren't used to looking like they don't know what they're doing. And so when we go in a car line and someone's like, oh, you're in the wrong line, dummy. It's like, I don't want to be in your stupid line anyway.
I pick my niece up from middle school. I wait in this line, get all the way to the front. There says, oh, this is the kindergarten line.
Yeah.
Or kindergarten through first.
Where was the sign for that?
Yeah, then I had to go around the front of the school, get back in line.
And then your kid's the last one there and they're crying because you haven't gotten there soon enough.
Oh, and on top of that, you could see them when you were in the kindergarten line just fine, but they won't take them over to you.
Well, I guess dishwashers are giving us a problem at home, ladies. We apologize. There is a PSA about that.
You may think you know how to do this, but you really need my expertise. I think of the dishwasher like a mechanical 3D puzzle. It can bring you amazing results, but only if you do it right. Together, we're going to tackle the big questions. How do you put plates in a dishwasher? Powder, liquid, or pods? Should utensils be handle up or handle down? What about Tupperware? By the time we're done with this masterclass, you'll be able to load a dishwasher with maximum effectiveness, practically sterile, efficiency, face side down, and style. I'm your dad, and this is my masterclass.
To order your Dad Masterclass on video or DVD, go to masterclass.com/dishwasher.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We got a big announcement right now because we're adding a member to the Hawk and Tom Show.
Woohoo!
Yay! That's big news, right?
I hope they're replacing me. Can I just go on home now?
Yeah. No, it's not you. Tori, you want to tell everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pregnant. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I talked over you. I'm sorry. I wasn't ready.
Oh, I was like, what did I do wrong?
Are you ready to tell everybody?
No, now I'm nervous after I got that death glare.
You are?
Pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, yay. I didn't realize I was going to be a member of the show, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I don't feel like coming in.
Because we'll be talking about the baby.
Well, who you think's going to be babysitting? She's bringing him into the show.
Oh, okay.
Him or her. I don't even know. Just...
I was specifically told Hawk and Tom was going to be the babysitter.
We'll have a little crib over in the corner. It'll be fun, yeah?
As you know, I babysit often for my friends' kids, from infants to now 7. So anytime you need a babysitter, I'm only $75 an hour.
Well, for the past few months, you've been talking about... You know, you and John on the radio about trying to start a family.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's been a year and a half. Mm. Suffered a loss about a year ago, but we made it. Uh-huh. We made it.
Yeah.
We got here.
So how
finally.
Far along are you?
I got to add up. 17 weeks. See, tomorrow.
I hate when you do like the months or the days and all that stuff. I cannot figure that out.
See, and I was always the person that, you know, you ask somebody, you're like, how old's your baby? And they're like 36 weeks. I'm like, don't make me do math.
Let's make it easier. When are you due?
April.
April.
April 19th. Fools.
19th. So pretty close to tax day. Which is good because you get that income tax claim.
Is he going to be a write-off?
Yes.
Sweet. Finally.
Only if you have them on the 14th.
Child credit. No, as long as it happens after January 1st, you're good.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So we do know if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Yeah. Oh.
See, a lot of people don't want to know that. And, you know, there's an old wives' tale. I was looking up that you can do this at home. It's like a home test to see the gender of the baby. And this is kind of weird. You may not want to do this if you are pregnant. But, hey, this could be a Torture Tuesday. We could do it right here on the show.
Why?
To see if it will...
Torture the pregnant lady.
Yeah, just to see if it works or not. Because you take 6 ounces of your morning urine.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And then...
I'm out.
Plus 2 tablespoons of liquid Drano. It has to be the liquid kind. Then you mix the two together. And if the color is brownish yellow, that means it will be a girl. If it turns bluish green, that means it's going to be a boy.
And if you pass out, that means you poured too much Drano.
Yeah. Okay. If your kid's born with 6 arms and 18 legs, you definitely huffed too
You're
much
not doing
of it.
Any of that.
That's
you
a spider.
We'll do the chemical tests for you. All you got to do is just to supply the chemicals.
So who's going to be handling my urine?
I'm not.
Okay, that's never mind. That would be a kind of an interesting test, though, if you are pregnant. And then you could do that, do a little home test.
There are some less aggressive ones, like which way the wedding ring spins over your belly.
Oh, wow.
And then there's some other ones that now I can't think of.
Whether it hits carrying high or low.
Yeah. But see, I feel like that's just, that depends on how your fat distributes, I feel
that's
like.
It's probably an old wives' tale.
It could be way off. I don't know.
So does anyone... Does the old-fashioned way you just wait till the baby's born to find out what?
Well, that's absolutely. What I did.
That's what I would do. Yeah. It's like Christmas. You wait for the day to come to see what kind of gift
exactly,
you're going to get.
Exactly, yeah.
Is you already got Christmas cover. Well, you still don't know what, when you unwrap that present, you have no idea what the baby's going to look like, be like.
Yeah, we did the blood test to find out, and I got the email at 4:30 in the morning as I woke up
from
work.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm looking at John, and I'm like, okay, you don't need to wake him up. Just let him sleep. And he just happened to roll over, and I was like, God told me to tell him. Guess what?
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Now, you know, and I don't know how split that is. I don't know if it's 50-50. I would say more people want to know the gender of the baby now. I saw a meme where it's talking about the gender reveal party.
I hate those.
And it's an adult guy naked holding a present, and he's like, hey, Bob, this is a different kind of gender reveal party.
Oh.
He's going to reveal himself.
Yeah, everybody comes naked to have a gender reveal party.
Oh, that's funny. We're going to have a gender reveal party. No clothing.
Uh-huh.
We're not. We're not going to do that. So, why are you so quiet?
Yeah, he's almost just grumpy over here.
I thought we were going to talk about you and your baby. I was pretty excited for you. I thought the way y'all revealed it on social media was very cool.
What'd you do? I didn't see it.
We just like flipped hats around that said mom and dad and then held out the little ultrasound and it's
yeah,
a boy.
I thought it was clever. I haven't seen anyone do it quite like that.
Next
to burning down a house or something with a reveal gone wrong, I thought it was pretty good.
That was John's idea because I had seen it on TikTok where you have your back to the camera and you flip the hats and we tried it 50-11 times and could not get it right. And he was like, okay, that's it. I'm taking over. And then it ended up being really cute. I was like, man, why do I even try? You just do this stuff.
But we're excited because I know you did go through the loss.
Yeah.
And so you've been trying for a while. You've been working with Preg.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys now are quite far along, hopefully well within the safe zone. And you've got a little boy on the way.
Yeah.
And are you sharing names? Or are you keeping that secret so no one can steal it?
Well, it's not like a new name, but I don't know how John feels about that.
Yeah.
I'd probably ask him before
to
I reveal it.
Is it Tom? You want to name him Tom?
Thomas Cato Hawk.
Well, I told y'all my grandpa's name was Thomas, and that's always a name that I love.
So
I was talking to John about it, and I was like, Thomas, and we can call him like Tommy when he's little.
Before you say anything, you have my blessing.
Yeah, no. No, that would be so weird.
So
could you
close.
Imagine Tom just pooped himself? Can you go clean him? That'd be so weird.
Hey, by the time you have this kid, that might be true for me too.
I'll be cleaning 2 diapers.
Well, I'm not babysitting you, Tom.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
We are excited here for
Thanks.
You. And I know everybody listening is as well. So keep us updated. We want to know all the, you know, we will see all the pictures.
No.
Well, I mean, the only update now is cat's out of the bag and the zipper's let out of the jeans.
Oh.
Your girl is not fitting in real pants anymore.
Those pants are amazing. My wife has the maternity pants and I borrowed them a few times.
Okay.
Oh, right.
They're comfortable.
That's just weird, Tom. All right. Congratulations.
What do you do, Tom?
I think any moment now.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.